Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. Raise your hand if you came to VBS this summer. So most of you came to Vacation Bible School, and we had a blast at VBS. And a lot of that was because of our leaders and our helpers and our station leaders, because VBS is really big and we have a lot of people. And I can't do all of that myself. I can't teach all of you at one time in there, and I can't be everywhere at once. And so I have to have help. And we have fantastic crew leaders and station leaders and helpers who did a wonderful job making sure that you all had a blast and that you learned more about God. We worked together so that we could have a great VBS. We were being the body of Christ. So God calls the church the body of Christ, because Jesus is no longer walking around where we can see him on this earth. We don't see Jesus walking up and down the street like they did back in the Bible. And so the church is the body of Christ, because when we work together, we can share God's love with everybody, just like Jesus did all those years ago. Now, your body is made up of a lot of different parts. You have your hands and your arms and your legs and your feet and your nose and your mouth and your eyes. You got all these different parts, and they all have to work together so that you can see and hear and smell and taste and touch and breathe and think. All of these different things that you do, all of these different parts work together to make up you. And you wouldn't look at your hand and say, well, I've got 2 feet, I don't need you, hand. That would be silly, wouldn't it? You need your hand. And you wouldn't think, well, I have 2 ears, I don't need my eyes. That would be silly, right? You need all of the parts working together. I know, you'd look pretty silly without your eyes, wouldn't you? You need all of your parts working together to make up you. Well, it's the same for the body of Christ. Look around you. We have all of these people, and we all make up the body of Christ. And every single one of us is important, because every single one of us is different, and we all are good at different things, and we all need each other. When we all work together, we can do amazing things for God. And we are all part of the body of Christ. It doesn't matter how young you are, or how old, or how big, or how small. We are all part of the body of Christ. And when we go out, when we work together, we can share God's love with everybody. So this week, you can be part of the body of Christ by sharing God's love at your school. When you go back to school, you can be nice to somebody who maybe is new and they don't know anybody. You can sit with somebody who's maybe not very popular. You can be nice to somebody who hasn't always been very nice to you. There are all kinds of ways that you can share God's love with people, and that you can be the body of Christ. Jesus said that we are the light of the world. We can be the light of the world because we are the body of Christ. And because of that, God wants us to share his love with everyone we meet. So in just a minute, we are going to learn how the youth shared God's love in Alaska. But first, we are going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? And then we can hear all about what they did in Alaska. So let's pray. Loving God, thank you for reminding us that we are all important to you. Help us to share your love with others. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.